Ready! It's time to turn on!
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Going back to school, the NFL is about to kick off their season, and the pumpkin spice latte is back. You know what that means, right? That's right. It's summer. It's still summer. Which brings us to a segment we call Hey.
Hey.
Hey, people who love fall, back it up. Let's pump the brakes for a while. It's 81 degrees outside, and the calendar still says it's summer for two more weeks. And hey, what are you ghouls so excited about anyway? Can't wait to disembowel a pumpkin and leave its rotting corpse on your porch, I assume, as a warning to the other gourds. Maybe you're excited to drive upstate and watch the leaves die. What are you people, Hudson Valley goths? Hey, by all means, go ahead and take a look at the leaves. Spoiler alert, they're still green, because it's still summer. Seriously, what are you looking forward to, wearing a turtleneck? Sure, who doesn't like the feeling of being strangled by a weakling all day? That's why turtles move so slowly. They're not getting oxygen to their brains. Starbucks brought back their pumpkin spice latte on August 24th. First of all, August 24th? Hey, are you idiots in that big a hurry to drink a pumpkin pie every morning? It's over 2 months before Halloween. At least you won't need a costume because you'll be dead from cinnamon poisoning. Second, what the f*** is pumpkin spice? It doesn't taste like pumpkin. It tastes like all the garbage you have to put on pumpkin to make it taste like anything. It's like referring to butter as lobster spice. Hey, you know what tastes good during fall? Coffee. Black coffee. But I guess you wouldn't know that if you only go to Starbucks. And Dunkin' Donuts, you're getting into the pumpkin spice game now? You used to be the place who made fun of pumpkin spice lattes. You've changed, Dunkin'. You changed when you dropped the donuts, and I don't recognize you anymore. And hey, fall lovers, I get it. You like sweaters and boots and all that, but it doesn't end with fall. You realize that, right? You blink twice and it'll be winter, and then it's back to 6 months of nonstop sniffles and 3 p.m. sunsets and Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl. Being excited for fall is like being excited to turn 80. It might be a fun party, but the outlook's pretty bleak after that. Of course, climate change is making all of that a moot point. Fall's going by the wayside in a few years. Whole calendar is going to be summer and then hot summer. Even if you drink your pumpkin spice latte with a paper straw.
Do you
So this is your president at the U.S. Open for Americans, even African Americans. And as you can see right behind me is Arthur Ashe Stadium. He was a tennis player and African American. Not a lot of people know that. And they call me racist. You know, not a lot of people know. I'm wearing Queens. And they came to me and they said, sir, many years ago, they said, sir, we have an African American tennis player. And I said, get him the hell out of here. And they said, no, sir, we want to name a stadium after him. He was a very good player. And I said, okay, you can do it. In my borough of Queens, you can do it. As you can see, there's also a Rolex clock behind me. I said to these people doing the U.S. Open, I said, I don't want like a Swatch or a Timex, some poor person watch. You can have a clock as long as it's... No, Mike, clock. Mike Pence came with me to the U.S. Open. I said, clock. I said, you can have it if it's a luxury brand. So we talked to them about doing Trump watches. They said, sir, we can't do that. So I said, okay, Rolex. Rolex is... I would say a proper brand. So we're here at Arthur Ashe. And you know, some people told me. They said Arthur Ashe died of AIDS, which was very sad. And I said, no, you're mistaken. That's actually Michael Johnson. He played for the Lakers. And that's Michael Johnson. Nobody knows African American history better than me. So we pray for, as a strong Christian who's never been to church, we pray for Michael Jackson of the Lakers. And also for Arthur Ashe. We hope is doing great things right now. I'm supposed to, I think, have dinner with him at the U.S. Open tonight. So, Arthur, if you're out there, I'll see you for dinner. We're loving the U.S. Open. And you never thanked me, by the way, for letting them name the stadium in my borough of Queens. So, have a great time at the U.S. Open. Support strong tennis. And we'll see what happens.
Here's hoping 5782 turns out better than 5781. There was continuing plague war, floods, fires. It's like the end times, or as they're now known, the times.
The end times when fun is free. The lines will be long because hell's designed by Walt Disney. Your magic kingdom comes.
Ida devastated Louisiana, where over a million residents lost electricity, and some could be looking at more than 3 weeks before power is restored. Meanwhile, here in New York, Ida dumped a record 3.15 inches of rain in just 1 hour in Central Park, topping the previous high of 1.94 inches in an hour set just 11 days earlier during Hurricane Henri. On the upside, the Central Park Zoo is now an aquarium. Though it is very tough to get the snorkel on the lion. Over at Newark Airport, flights were delayed and the baggage room was flooded. So, pretty good day at Newark Airport. Now, you know the climate crisis. You know the climate crisis is bad when the once-in-a-century global pandemic is the second biggest story of the day. And in that regard, things are not getting good. U.S. COVID hospitalizations have more than doubled since last Labor Day due to the Delta variant. That's the reason why my entire audience is now masked up like a bunch of surgeons. Yeah, thank you. Safety first. Unfortunately, thanks to fear-mongering and misinformation, a lot of people still aren't getting vaccinated. In fact, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and state governments have thrown out over 15 million doses of wasted COVID-19 vaccines. But that does mean 15 million COVID-immune dumpster rats.
Vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late.
Vaccinations, still our greatest weapon against the Delta variant. In this pandemic are the unvaccinated, for whom the chances of severe illness and any infection are far greater. The New York Times' David Leonhardt did the math on the low risk for the fully vaccinated with breakthrough infections, he says, leading to anxiety and disconnection from the bigger problem in this country, which is vaccine hesitancy. He writes this, quote, how small are the chances of the average vaccinated American contracting COVID? Probably about 1 in 5,000 per day. The chances are surely higher in the places with the worst COVID outbreaks, like the Southeast, and in places with many fewer cases, like the Northeast, as well as the Chicago, Los Angeles, and San Francisco areas, the chances are lower, probably less than 1 in 10,000. For the vaccinated, COVID resembles the flu, and usually a mild one. society does not grind to a halt over the flu. Joining us now, U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy. I first want to ask you about this reporting in the New York Times. And I know the president has really efforted to send two very distinct messages to the vaccinated Americans watching any of his addresses or remarks and the unvaccinated Americans. And I wonder what you think about the fact that it's the vaccinated Americans who are feeling more anxiety than it would appear the unvaccinated are.
Well, Nicole, look, I understand that during a time like this, when we have so much Delta virus around, where we're seeing so many people hospitalized, that people may look around them and they may worry about where things are headed. But there really are two very distinct experiences that people are having if they're vaccinated versus not vaccinated. If you are vaccinated, you have a high degree of protection against the worst outcomes of COVID, against hospitalization, severe disease, and death. That was true several months ago. It is still true today. The challenge is if you are not vaccinated, then you are at more risk than you were at any other time during this pandemic because we have the most transmissible variant of Delta out there to date. So it's really important that we help people understand that the experience in your risk is really different if you're vaccinated and unvaccinated. It's why we've got to make sure we vaccinate as many people as possible in the days and weeks ahead.
But don't worry about the anti-vaxxers being unprotected because they have found a new drug that also does not protect them. It's called ivermectin, which is a horse dewormer. So you'll probably still get COVID, but on the bright side, you could win the Preakness. Giddy up.
Giddy up.
Ivermectin is ineffective against COVID, and when used incorrectly, it can kill you. Worst of all, it tastes yucky. Luckily, the internet is loaded with advice on how to make it more palatable, including mixing it with jellies or eating it as a sandwich. Oh. Or throw it on your roast beef. Technically, it is horsey sauce. One commenter explained, "I take it by hiding it in a banana." The terrible taste led one Facebook user to ask, "Can I squeeze the paste into my anus instead of my mouth?" Last time I checked, this was America. You bet you can. In fact, can they? Can they? They can? Evidently, you can. In fact, it says right on the label, for a horse's ass.
I hope you had a relaxing Labor Day. It was not a fun Labor Day weekend, COVID-wise. The number of new cases is up more than 300% from a year ago. Dr. Fauci said that if hospitals get any more overcrowded, they're going to have to make some very tough choices about who gets an ICU bed. That choice doesn't seem so tough to me. Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy. We still got a lot of pandimwits out there. People are still taking this ivermectin. The poison control centers have seen this spike in calls from people taking this livestock medicine to fight the coronavirus, but they won't take the vaccine, which is crazy. It's like if you're a vegan and you're just like, no, I don't want a hamburger. Give me that can of Alpo instead. One of the reasons these sea biscuits are opting for ivermectin is because they don't trust Big Pharma, which is fine, I guess, except for the fact that ivermectin is made by Merck, which is the fourth largest pharmaceutical company in the world. And even Merck is telling people to cut it out. They released a statement saying, "Ivermectin has no scientific basis for potential therapeutic effect against COVID. There's no meaningful evidence for clinical activity or clinical efficacy in patients with COVID-19 disease. And there's a concerning lack of safety data in the majority of studies." Listen, if a pharmaceutical company says, please don't take the drug we're selling, you should probably listen to them. Or you could just go with a TikTok posted by a disgraced veterinarian instead. Meanwhile, these poor horses are like, hey, I have worms. I need that stuff. There are worms in my butt. Do you understand? Ivermectin did get a big endorsement over the weekend from one of America's top medical minds, none other than Sandy Hook denier / internet lunatic Alex Jones.
You know what this is? This is ivermectin for humans. It won a Nobel Prize as an antiviral. And this is inhalable, or these are the tablet steroids. So let me show you. I was going to do this anyways earlier. See this? See this, Fauci? You see this, Bill Gates? I'm going to kill those prions, you bastard murderers. You're going to hit me with a bioweapon, you monster. You want to suppress me? You want to kill me, you son of a bitch? You demon? You think I'm easy to kill? Think I'm going to roll over to your crap? No.
I've never seen someone that mad drink a Topo Chico before. It kind of came out of nowhere. Who'd have guessed he'd wash it down with that? I would have thought maybe some kind of nacho-flavored Bang energy drink, but nope, give me a Topo Chico.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.